Someone throws a ball to you and you it.
I missed it.
Alright, suppose you didn't miss it, then what would you do?
I call it.
Or if someone throws it, I will
catch it.
Okay. If you are going to give someone a ride home, and they aren't quite ready to go, you'll say, oh, that's all right, for you.
I'll wait for you.
Right. If you try something and you do it wrong, you might say, give me another
shot at it.
Okay, and what else might you say?
Try.
Okay, or if you've done something wrong and maybe one of your children has done something wrong and you're going to punish him, you might say, give me a second. Give me a second.
Second chance.
If you're very jolly and happy, you might say someone's in a good
mood.
Or?
Happy.
He's in a good? You sure seem to be in a good?
In good humor.
Okay. I want to, those bugs.
I want to kill those bugs.
All right, and if you want to do away with them completely, I want to
get rid of them.
Would you sit there, okay? If you come in looking for your pencil and it's not there, you might say, who my pencil?
Who had my pencil?
Would you, if you were accusing someone of being a thief, you'd say, who
stole my pencil?
Would children use a different word than adults there?
They might, but I don't know what. They probably would, but I don't know what they might use.
Okay, would they ever say swiped rather than stole, do you think?
Possibly.
But you would say stole, right?
Well, I've said swiped more than stole.
Oh, have you?
Uh-huh.
All right. We're talking about the word write as in a letter. I must him a letter.
Write him a letter.
Yesterday, I him a letter.
Wrote him a letter.
I must have him four letters.
Must have written him four letters.
Now, I expect
an answer.
And on the outside, when you're talking about the outside of a letter, you'd say, will you, the letter?
Address the letter for me.
All right. And what, do you ever use back in referring to a letter?
No, I haven't, but once when I was in the military service in Louisiana, World War II, I was one of four fellows from Georgia in our company. I was the only one that could read and write. Those four fellows, they would have to get someone to write letters home for them, would call it backing the letter. They wouldn't say write a letter, they say, will you back a letter home for me?
Now that's back, they're talking about the letter, and not the address of it, the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing, write the letter and address the envelope.
Is that right? I never heard that used.
I didn't know what they meant for the first time or two.
But you found it. You're the only one that could write. Oh, what's a child's nickname for a person who tattles or tells tales?
Tattletale. I can't think of another word.
All right. Talking about a child knowing something, and you think perhaps he had come across it in school, you'd say, who on earth knew that?
I don't follow you there for what I'm supposed to do.
Well, if a child tells you something and you're sort of surprised at their knowing it, you'd say, who on earth knew that?
Well, it looks like it's already answered. That's what I'm...
No. Who on earth blank you that? Instead of saying, who on earth told you that, you might say, who on earth?
I don't know.
Did you say taught? Who on earth taught you that?
No.
You wouldn't. Oh, okay. Then that explains why you wouldn't do it.